Noelle had mentioned one of her staycations is just checking into a local resort, which is what our last winners did from Tucson. They drove many times. They've been up to Flagstaff or the higher country and drove through Phoenix a lot, but never stayed there. So they wanted to stay in the Phoenix area and check it out, and they stayed at a place near Old Town and just spent the weekend walking around the Old Town Shopping Center and enjoying just the local big market. And that's really funny to me because I cannot wrap my head around that. When I think of getting away, going to the largest populated city in the state is not it's probably the last thing on my list. And I've hardly ever stayed at any of our local hotels. I remember my grandparents, gosh, I couldn't have been 8 or 9, took us out to the Wigwam in the Goodyear area. And that was pretty neat. It was in the middle of summertime. The rooms were at what felt like 60 degrees, and there's pools everywhere, and there's their golf course around, lots of lawns. But, man, past that, and even when I'm traveling for work, a lot of times I don't even stay at a hotel. There's a lot of camping sites around. It just depends on how many business meetings I have. You know, you can't really camp out and then go to a business meeting. But while I'm out and around working, and I'll stay at I used to have an aunt and uncle who lived in Tucson, so I'd always stay at their guest house. Local hotels and resorts are not something I'm very experienced at. I even had some friends that I grew up with in New River, the Three Wits, ask me where by your parents' house in Scottsdale is a good hotel. I'm like, dude, when I lived there, I was at my mom and dad's house. I don't know where any hotels by there. Casa de la Romero. They've only got one kid left at the house, so I know they've got a few open rooms. Call them and see if you can get in. But if that's what you enjoy, that's what we will help set you up with. Whatever your idea of a local staycation is, just go to rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. You will see a Travel Arizona icon. Click on it, fill out your information, and you can enter monthly. There's no limit to how many times you enter, but you can only win once a year. And we draw the winners monthly, contact you, and figure out what your idea of an Arizona staycation is, whether it's going to your favorite local resort or trying something new. We'll help set you up with accommodations. There's always a gift bag in your Sanderson Ford vehicle where it all starts in Glendale on 51st Avenue in Maryland, in the, of course, Glendale area, town of Glendale. And whether it's from the Soretta Candy Company, the Cactus Candy Company, you got a nice little gift goodie bag and a gas card, and you and your family are off. And I say you and your family, if your idea of a staycation is getting away by yourself and you win, you can do that too. Coming up in the next hour, the 8 o'clock hour, we have local Tucson Horty guy Tony Serra that will be joining us on the air talking. Well, what are we going to be talking about, Tony?
Springtime. It's time to get out there and start planting.
What if you were planting right now, I would imagine there's not a whole lot you have to plant. Most of your planting at your local residence is probably done 20 years ago when you guys started the nursery.
Oh, yes.
But what would you suggest to someone else? Give me an idea of what we're going to be planting.
Oh, heck, right now I'd be going out there. I'm already thinking of summer with it being in the 90s this weekend, so I'm out looking for some nice shade trees. Get them in now, get some green going so that you got some shade to sit under for that Memorial barbecue.
Excellent. What's your favorite type of shade tree? I know you're a big edible fan.
I love edibles, so yes, anything edible, but beyond that, I love ash. Arizona ash, nice native tree. Always been one of my favorite trees. Clean tree, fast growing, and you'll find it in the foothills, especially up in Sabino Canyon. If you're going up there enjoying the weekend in Sabino Canyon, you've probably sat underneath the shade of an Arizona ash up there.
And we've talked a lot this hour about staycations, and in a conversation we had a couple months ago, you mentioned you enjoy fishing. Where do you like to go fish in Arizona?
Oh, I haven't fished a whole lot in Arizona for years. It was always down in Mexico. But when I was a kid growing up, we always went up to San Carlos Lake.
Okay.
That was what I enjoyed, just camping on the side of the lake there. And that was back when you could still use water dogs to go fishing. I pulled a 8-pound bass out of there as a 10-year-old kid.
And If you've never seen a water dog, they look like a prehistoric creature.
Oh, yes. Yes, but now I think they'd lock you up and take really? Your fishing. I don't think you're allowed to use water dogs anymore.
I wonder why that is. I know Water Dog Willie's on Cave Creek in Union Hills closed about 10 years ago. And that was your last stop for a lot of people, even Phoenix, going up to Lake Pleasant to fish. Yes. But I just thought they might have condemned the building. I didn't know they outlawed water dogs.
I don't think so. I don't think you're allowed to use them to fish anymore All because right. they consider it an invasive species.
Hmm. We will have to call the Game and Fish Department. The last water dog I saw was 2 years ago. We had actually one ended up in one of our crawfish traps up on the Mogollon Rim. I mean, it had to have gotten there by bait.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, that's a Game and Fish follow-up interview we'll have to have.
There you go.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.